dictation for Tammy Flatt, Dr. Fuente dictating, and today is December 29. Date of birth, February 11, 1967. Mrs. Flatt, a 55-year-old lady, presently dialyzing at the unit Mount Pleasant. She is a resident of Laurels of Mount Pleasant. She was discharged from Hospital Midland, was there from October 8 to October 21 with respiratory failure. Was having also chest pain. No evidence for acute myocardial infarction or pulmonary emboli. Was also treated for pneumonia. Question sepsis, did not require pressure support. Has completed antibiotics. She is on oxygen. Was on BiPAP machine. Was following with Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, now is changing to my service. Presently, no vomiting dysphagia, no blood in the stools. Edema slowly improving, shortness of breath improving, no chest pain. Next paragraph. Past medical history for IgA nephropathy, on dialysis, morbid obesity, diabetes, hypertension, diastolic congestive heart failure, prior history of pulmonary emboli, prior anticoagulation complicated with rupture of the spleen, has an inferior vena cava filter, prior history of Hashimoto thyroiditis with thyroid surgery removal on replacement. 2 out of 4 parathyroid glands were removed in that opportunity. She has secondary hyperparathyroidism, depression, fibromyalgia, peripheral neuropathy, prior coronavirus infection a couple of years back, prior ventilatory assistance, failed peritoneal dialysis. Next paragraph, surgeries has included thyroid, parathyroid, AV fistula, peritoneal dialysis catheter, renal biopsy, inferior vena cava placement. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph. Medications include Norvasc, Eliquis, Buspar, Flexeril, ETO, vitamin D, Nurantin, thyroid, lisinopril, Zofran, vitamins, albuterol, hydroxyzine, insulin lentas, Faslo, Protanix, Zoloft, calcium. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert orientation 3, obesity, normal speech, no severe respiratory distress, distant clear lungs, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, presently no focal deficits. Does have generalized edema. Next paragraph. She dialyzes Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 3.5 hours. Her present target weight, 111.5. Fluid removal goes around 3 to 5 kilos. Blood pressure runs. Frequent low blood pressure on dialysis before and after normal to low. Present clearance 1.77, which is appropriate for a URR of 78. She has a right-sided AV fistula. We are using 15 gauge needles with 500 flow. Anemia 10.8, ferritin 600, saturation 26%, normal white blood cell. the most recent A1C 5.2. She's not diabetic. Normal albumin at 4. Normal potassium 4.4. Normal bicarbonate at 26. She recently has a low phosphorus, 2.9, although historically she ran 5 to 6. A normal calcium, bicarbonate, PTH low at 40s and 50s. She has antibodies to hepatitis B surface. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease, IgA nephropathy, AB fistula, at goal on clearance, watch on the fluid, watch on potassium, presently low phosphorus, monitor binders, diet, treatment for anemia as indicated above, presently PTH suppressed, no need for sensitive power of vitamin D125, continue management of her other medical issues. In the hospital, in the recent past, heart appears enlarged, but there was no pericardial effusion. There was question pulmonary edema versus pneumonia. CT scan angiogram did not show pulmonary emboli. There were few non-calcified pulmonary nodules, needs to follow with primary care. She has multiple cysts on her native kidneys without obstruction, none of them to suggest malignancy. Continue blood pressure medications, continue anticoagulation, tolerating ACE inhibitors among others. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.